Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with musician Brooks West.
Distribution of the centralized audience, whatever it might be. You found, because correct me if I'm wrong, but you were on Spotify for a while and some of these other services?
Some of my music is on Spotify. I did not put the new record on Spotify on purpose because the numbers are just so sickeningly low. It's like hundredths of a cent for a play or thousandths of a cent. So you can literally have hundreds and hundreds of plays and be making almost no money. You know, there was an article that came out, I think it was this last year, about the Pharrell song, Happy. You have 24 million plays. They made less than $5,000 for 24 million plays. And he's like an A-list artist.
So here the it's just a way for centralized distribution then, and then a way for Spotify to sell ads. Is that right?
Yeah, they sell ads, and they have subscribers. So, you know, if you pay your, I'm not sure what a subscribership costs to Spotify, but, you know, you pay your $6 a month to have unlimited streaming music, and you have access to nearly the entire world's music library, and you can just stream all day long. And they say that subscriber money, you know, some of that, of course, goes to corporate to pay the people that run Spotify, and they say that some of it goes to the artist, but the amount that actually ends up going into artist's pocket is so infinitesimally low. It's shocking. It really is shocking. Even when I look at my plays and I've got thousands of plays, I'm like, oh, I get 18 cents. It's like, huh. It's very interesting. And I've never seen a real financial breakdown of how things work at those companies. So I don't know exactly what their financial model is, but I do know none of that money's coming my way.
With Brooks West, musician, Nashville, Tennessee, also a North Dakota native. Obviously, okay, so you've got to get house shows, you've got to get ticket sales, you've got to get merchandise sales then in order to make some money too. Do you sell your album online? Do you sell T-shirts?
iTunes is always really good. iTunes is good when people download the record. That's great. Of the $9.99 that you pay, I think I see $6.37. So that's really great. You know, iTunes takes their, you know, $3.63, and I get the rest. And it's great because I don't provide a physical product at that point, and they do provide a great service, and you do get a fair chunk of the money. You can order physical copies at cdbaby.com/Brooks West, and they manage all that kind of thing, and they also help put your music out to other streaming services and other download services. So downloads are good. Streams don't really make that much money. But still, excuse me, I've got a little cold here. Selling physical CDs at shows is where I make most of my money. You know, when people come to a show and they see the show and they enjoy the music, then they can buy the CD right there. And people still do like to buy CDs. But still, people still listen a lot on their phone. I've had people at shows that will go right to iTunes on their phone and will download the record at the show, and then they can listen to it on their phone through their Bluetooth on their car stereo on the way home. So people do buy CDs, but there's still a lot of downloads that happen.
How about T-shirts or keychains or anything like that?
T-shirts are great. I did T-shirts last year when the record came out. The only downside to T-shirts and keychains and koozies and 12-inch record albums and flash waters and all that kind of stuff is that when you're driving around, it takes up a lot of space. You know, so you do have to have some inventory. I usually do order a couple of T-shirts before I go out, maybe have 50 or 60 T-shirts with me. I might do some zip-ups this year, some hoodies, because I do like a zip-up hoodie. But, you know, you still kind of have to guess a little bit. You don't want to order, like, you know, you don't want to order $1,000 worth of T-shirts and then have all the wrong sizes. And you don't want to carry around, you know, 8 totes of T-shirts with you all summer long in your minivan. But, you know, if you're careful, you can kind of guess and order and get some shirts going there and, you know, make a little money off of those. But T-shirts are just nice because they're an advertising tool. You know, you get people out there wearing your T-shirt and they walk around and they're like, oh, who's Brooks West? You know, they're like, what's that? And then, you know, people spread the word through mouth about your band, and, you know, people see that and they become familiar with it, especially a place like Fargo. Or when I go back to Harrisburg, and there's are places that I go back to a lot, then people, you get a couple more people out at every show just because of the advertising quality of a t-shirt. So those are nice. Just kind of a drag to carry them around.
So what's on tap for this summer now? You've got some tours you're going to be happening. I imagine you're going to head to Fargo. You're going to head to Harrisburg. You got any other places you're going to be heading to?
I'm going to swing through Chicago and Minneapolis and Duluth. I try to go up to Duluth every summer. I try to go to Minneapolis every summer. Over the years, I feel like I've just got so many friends in those places. It's wonderful to go up and see all those people and to kind of retouch some of those old connections. And I just love it. You know, especially they're both so beautiful in the summertime with the lakes and all of that kind of stuff. I just love it. I'm playing at Beaner's Central, which is a great little coffee shop and bar music. It's a music centered place. I'll be there in late June. Same with a brand new place in Minneapolis called the Warming House. And that's an artist owned listening room in Minneapolis. I think it seats about 50 people, and that's always it's always fun to visit Minneapolis. But my friend Brianna Lane and her partner Greg Neese have started that place, so I'm excited to play there for the first time. It'll be great to see them. So Minneapolis, Duluth. I'm looking for a place in Chicago right now, so I haven't booked anything in Chicago, but I know I'm going to be stopping there. So we'll see what comes as far as dates. But and then getting back to Harrisburg. I think I've got three shows there, two in Harrisburg and one in Gettysburg. So that'll be nice to get back there, too. I lived there for 7 years, so it's always nice to see old friends and coworkers and people that used to come out to shows and, touch base there, too.
That must be kind of fun if you're on the road and you decide you're going to stay a few extra nights. All you got to do is really work the phones for a little bit, don't you? Try to get maybe a bar or a coffee shop or something to, you know, at least cover your hotel expenses if you guys want to stay on the road. I mean, you know, it's kind of overtime, so you got a little negotiating power. Do you guys ever do that?
Oh, sure. You know, the network is pretty good. So, you know, if I talk to my friends who are singer-songwriters who play in Chicago a lot, you know, I can call Josh Hardy and I can ask him, you know, where's a good place in Chicago? Is there a good gig that I can get in Chicago or someplace where people will be into my music? You know, he's always good for a couple phone numbers. Lots of people like that I've just met over the years. I can just give them a jingle and ask them, where's a good place? So it's not too hard to pick up. And if you've got a fairly decent reputation, you got a good website, you got a nice CD, people are usually pretty happy to have you.
All right.
Not too bad. It really is just a couple phone calls, a couple of emails. And if you've got a good reputation and a couple friends, you can get shows pretty easily.
All right. How about the website and all that information stuff that people can get your CDs, your merchandise, and find out more information about Brooks West, a singer-songwriter extraordinaire?
BrooksWestMusic.com.
Brooks
redesigned the whole website this last week. It looks really good. I'm proud of it.
BrooksWest.com, a newly redesigned website. BrooksWest.com, correct?
BrooksWestMusic.com.
BrooksWestMusic.com. BrooksWestMusic.com. The newly redesigned BrooksWestMusic.com.
That's it.
To listen to the full-length interview with musician, singer-songwriter Brooks West, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in the sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide it. You and the road in the middle of the night. It's
the music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's Facebook.com/TheCrudeLife. Facebook.com/TheCrudeLife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.